Last night, the Sydney Cricket Ground resonated with the sounds of a very different game, baseball. Team Australia took on the LA Dodgers in an exhibition game, and the Dodgers won 4-2. Tonight, the Australians take on another baseball powerhouse, the Arizona Diamondbacks. Both of these games are warm-ups for really quite a remarkable weekend of professional baseball when the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks will face off in two games to mark the opening of the US Major League Baseball season. Derek Hall is the president and CEO of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Derek, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you. Wonderful to be with you this morning.
Derek, what's it like for you and the team being here in Australia preparing for the season's opener of the Major League Baseball? Because the games coming up, they're real games for real points in the Major League.
They are, yeah. These are our first two regular season games. They do count. And I'll tell you, we're absolutely thrilled to be here. I mean, first and foremost, it's an honor for Sydney and for Australia to want us to be here. And then to transform the historic hallowed grounds of the SCG into a baseball diamond has just been spectacular to watch.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are sort of raising their eyebrows at that and thinking, well, hang on, what have they done to the SCG? And what have you done? You've shipped in 200 tons of clay from San Diego to make the pitcher's mound perfect. Why do we need foreign clay?
Yeah, it's remarkable. You know, we tried to use native clay here, and evidently the consultants from Major League Baseball didn't think that it was the same consistency as Major League Baseball. I don't quite know why. And so they brought it in from San Diego. But, you know, for myself to have been here in December and January and to have witnessed the Ashes and the tested match in January, where we absolutely caned and destroyed the English team, you know, it was fun to watch the pitch then and actually be on that pitch and then see what it looks like today. It's remarkable.
And are you and the players happy with the diamond as it is now?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's more than adequate. It's superb. You know, our players have been out there all week practicing. And then, of course, the game last night, all the feedback that we've gotten is that the SCG staff has done such a wonderful job to get the field in playing condition, and we're thrilled to be out there.
I think organizers might have been a little disappointed with the crowd numbers at last night's game. I'm not sure why that was, because there's such a buzz about this, and I know the two major league games almost booked out and were almost booked out within hours of the tickets being open. This is obviously, you know, a big deal for baseball fans here in Australia. What does it mean for baseball, do you think, Derek?
I think it means a great deal. You know, for us to see the excitement, the interest, the intrigue in baseball here, and to have not played baseball games, especially, you know, at SCG in 100 years, and the first time ever that they actually count regular season games, it means a lot for baseball, for us to be able to expand the game, expand our brands. These are two home games for the Diamondbacks, so we feel like, you know, the fans here have really embraced us. And I agree with you, last night's crowd was probably not as big as they thought it would be. I think tonight's going to be quite a bit larger, with it being a Friday night. I think that will help. And then, of course, the excitement for the two regular season games show that we're nearly sold out, or they're already sold out, and can't wait to feel the energy in there, because I think Sydney fans, sports fans, are the best in the world. I mean, I've sensed it. I've watched it. I've witnessed it myself with rugby and with cricket now, and this is my third time here in the last 3 months, and I absolutely love this city, and I love the fans here.
So is that the point of this? I mean, this is no small thing for you to drag these major league teams all the way to Australia to start, kick off the major league season. The point is, America's trying to, what, spread the word about baseball, expand the sport? Is there an investment merchandising thing going on here? What's the point?
I think so. I think really just it's more of a goodwill tour and to get fans here in Australia interested in the game and participating in the game. We know that so many kids, so many youth play the game, especially at the T-ball level, and it's our hope and desire that they'll have an interest in our teams and in this sport, and they'll continue to play it. You know, we can see one day where there's a true World Series. You look at the World Baseball Classic now, and Australia has a team who's done very well. For us to expand baseball as much as we can, you know, it's already very popular in Asia and Latin America. Now here in the Southern Hemisphere, I think it just helps Major League Baseball as a brand, and we get those participation numbers up as well.
I wonder if it'll be a different experience for the players playing in front of a crowd. You know, many of whom will be baseball fans, many of them probably barely know the rules of the game, so that might be a different attitude. But just in terms of what we're going to see, are there any greats in these two teams at the moment?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, tomorrow night, the Dodgers are throwing their ace, Clayton Kershaw, who's one of the best in the game. They've got so many good players, whether it's their first baseman, Adrian Gonzalez, or their exciting new right fielder, Yasiel Puig. And for the Diamondbacks, you know, we've got Paul Goldschmidt, our first baseman, who's already been here before in Australia, who is a, you know, an MVP candidate, one of the best in the game. Miguel Montero, our catcher, Aaron Hill, our second baseman. I mean, you just go through the lineup and you see so many great players. I think the fans can expect to see a real good contest in both games, but they're also going to witness two teams that are big rivals. There's not a lot of love between these two teams, and so I think they're going to sense that. But as far as the educational standpoint and efforts on our part, I think it's going to be fun teaching the fans what baseball's about, and I think that's even better. Sure, we're going to have baseball fans there, but I love the fact that we're going to have Australian residents or Sydney residents that may not even know about the game, and what an opportunity for us to teach them.
Personally, I love the game. I've been to see a few games in America, but my favorite bit is a seven-inning stretch. Are we going to do that?
Absolutely.
Are we going to play Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
We sure are, yeah. We're going to try and make this feel as much like a home game as possible. We brought our game operations staff here, and you're going to have Take Me Out to the Ball Game in the seventh inning with a stretch, and you're going to feel a lot of what you would feel if you went to Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona. And again, these are our home games, yeah. And we're a bit of the underdog, but we absolutely love the fact that your fans have embraced us.
Well, Australia loves an underdog, so go the Diamondbacks, I guess. Derek, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Derek Hall is president and CEO of the Arizona Diamondbacks. And on tonight, the Diamondbacks play the Australian All-Star team. And on the weekend, they take on the LA Dodgers. On Saturday and Sunday night, it counts for Major League points.